Machshir and Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel Zecher Nishmas Yosef Melech Ben Mordechai Meir. Continuing with a pool or a reservoir of water inside a house that causes the surfaces near it to also drip, and what happens to that water? Shtei brechos. So there are two reservoirs or pools in a house, and one of them, Achas Tahora, has Tahor water, Ba'achas Tameya, and the other one has Tamei water, and we've seen the definitions of those, Mayim She'uvim, or spring water. Hamezia Korov La'Tameya Tamei. So any dripping, any humidity, moisture on the surfaces near the Tamei pool, the drippings are also Tamei, because it's assumed that they are caused by the pool that has Tamei water in it. Korov La'Tahora Tahor. And similarly, anything dripping near the Tahar pool, those drippings, that moisture will be Tahar. And so if it ends up on the food, that will make a difference, as we've seen in earlier Mishnayos, to whether it'll be Machshir, the food, for being Mekabel Tumah or not. Mechtsa Lemechtsa Tameh. If anything is in between, in the middle between the two pools, and there's moisture there, then the drippings are Tameh, and we are Machmir on the idea of Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid. There's a doubtful case of Tumah in B'Rishus HaYachid, so that is considered Tameh. Barzel Tameh, Shebololu, or Shebololo in Barzel Tahar. If somebody mixed Tameh iron, so it's residue from a Tameh Keli that broke, and what he's going to do is melt it down and make it into something new. So he took this Tameh iron, and he mixed it in Barzel Tahar with Tahar iron, and makes a new Keli out of the mixture of the two. In Rov Min HaTameh Tameh. If most of the new Keli is made out of the Tameh metal, then the new Keli is Tameh as well. This is a Gzeres Chachamim, that if Tameh metal Kalim broke, and you made new ones out of the broken pieces, they revert to their previous status of Tumah. This is in Masechta Kalim that we've already done. On the other hand, in Rov Min HaTahar, if most of the new Keli is made of the Tahar iron, then Tahar, the new Keli, becomes Tahar. Mechza lemechza Tameh. If it was half and half, exactly 50% Tameh metal and the other 50% Tahar metal, we are Machmir and say that it's Tameh, again, as we learned in Masechta Kelim. Gisterarios, she Yisrael v'goyim matilin l'sochan. If you have chamber pots that are made out of earthenware, they're made out of cheres, and they are used for urinating by Jews and by goyim, by non-Jews, then imrov ben hatameh, tameh. Imrov ben hatahar, tahar. If most of the urine, basically, that is inside this chamber pot is from non-Jews, and then it's tameh, then everything is treated as tameh. On the other hand, if most of the contents of this chamber pot are from Jews, then it is tahar, because the gzera on any discharge from a non-Jew does not apply if rov is from Jews. On the other hand, again, a similar psak to before, mechza lemechza, if it's exactly half, how they're going to measure that, I could not tell you, but if it's exactly half and half, Tamei, then the mixture is considered Tamei, as the Gzera takes precedence. Mei Shefichus, Sheyardu Alehen Mei Gishamim, Imrov Ben HaTamei Tamei, Bimrov Ben HaTahar Tahar. Wastewater that is poured out, that it's going to be dumped out, and rainwater fell into it. So this is, you have some kind of laundry situation up on the roof, and you have a keli, you have some kind of container full of the wastewater that you're just going to toss out, and that's considered tameh, but rainwater then fell on it and mixed into it. If rove of the water in this container is from the wastewater, then it's tameh. If most of it is from rainwater, and there was only a little bit of the waste that was in this keli, then it's considered tahar, because again, it's nullified by the rainwater. And once again, mechza lemechza tameh. If it is exactly half and half, half of water that was a wastewater that is tameh, and half of rainwater that is tahar, then we treat everything as tameh, just as in all the other cases in the Mishnah. Amosai, now for this last case, the Mishnah asks, when is this so? that if it's rove rainwater and only a minority of wastewater, that it's nullified by the rainwater. That's only bizman shekadmu mei shefichos. Only if the earlier water that was in this vessel was the wastewater, then the rain that falls on top is metaharit by overwhelming it in proportion. Aval kadmu mei geshamim. On the other hand, if the first water in this container was pure tahar rainwater, afilu kol shehein, lemei shefichos tamei. Even if, by however much, the least amount of the wastewater falls in, then if the wasted water, the water that you don't want, falls in second, everything is tamei, because the rainwater turns tamei because of the wastewater that fell in and changed the situation. So we only say the same proportionate psak that we've been doing throughout the Mishnah if the wastewater was first and then the pure tahar rainwater falls in second. Otherwise, we say that if the rainwater was there first, then however little bit of wastewater falls in, everything becomes tamei. And then there's some discussion in the Mefarshim about whether or not he is discounting the water, depending on intent. Once the wastewater is in there, it becomes undrinkable. And so if the rainwater is being disregarded, he actually is not going to have the rainwater become tamei. And the wastewater is tamei, but the rainwater which overwhelms it becomes tahar. But if the rainwater was there first, and then the wastewater falls in, and so now he's not going to be able to drink any of it, and when the rainwater was there first, he wanted it, and so it was makabel tumah, by being water, it's makshir l'tumah immediately as its own element. So once the wastewater falls in, it was makshir l'tumah already, and it becomes tamei. So some say it has to do with what is affected by precedence. Some say it has to do with intent purposes, as I'm trying, hopefully, to describe here. And either way, if the rainwater was there first and then the wastewater falls in, you got problems. Mishnah Dalet, Hatoref es gago, somebody is plastering his roof and uses some of this laundry water that he then uses to smooth down the roof. So the water he's using to smooth over the plaster, to moisten it, to make it easier to smooth, that's tamei water. V'amachabe says ksuso, or if somebody washes his clothing, and the laundry water is tamei, because this is considered wastewater. V'yardu alehen geshamim, and then rainwater fell down, and drips from the roof that already had tamei water on it, or drips from the clothing that already had tamei laundry water in it. Imrov ben atamei, tamei ben rov ben atahar tahar. Then we go back to the proportions. If most of the dripping is from the tamei water, then everything is tamei. But if most of the dripping is from the rainwater, and how can we tell? The drops were thin at the beginning, very sparse drops. But when the rainfall comes, it becomes kind of a torrent pouring down that makes it clear that the bulk of the water coming down comes from the rain rather than the clothing that was washed, then it's tahar. Mechza lemechza tameh, as we've been saying in the previous Mishnayos, we are machmir if it's exactly half and half. There is some discussion in one Mefarish, the Tosas Chadashim, who says, how is there any way to tell? It's impossible to actually tell physically, but we're just using the same construction as the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, imhosifu linatef. Rabbi Yehuda says, if after the rain falls on the roof or the clothing, the dripping increases and becomes more frequent, so at first it was drop, wait 3 seconds, drop, wait 3 seconds, and now it's drop, 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 then that's when we can tell that the water is preponderantly rainwater, and so it's tahar.